From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
What do you reckon it's going to do to us?
Well, yeah, find ourselves back in level three, eh? So I suppose my job this morning is to think about these financial and economic consequences, Mike. So, yep, here goes. I think the first issue, Mike, is to consider the duration. That's the key issue. I think 3 days to Friday can probably be, at a high level, can be looked through. If it's extended, the consequences obviously become more material as that extension occurs. At level three, remember, Auckland's the only place at level three and the rest of the country at level two, and we know the impact on GDP ratchets up quite quickly as you move from level to level. If I look at the sort of first obvious pressure valve, it's the New Zealand dollar, and last night when the announcement came out, the Kiwi dollar dropped. And sort of then stabilised, then dropped again. But actually, it's back where it was yesterday morning. So in terms of the Kiwi dollar, it's been relatively resilient. If I'm thinking about the share market this morning, we obviously have to wait and see. But what I would say is that selling stuff when we went into level four in terms of the New Zealand share market, you had to use that as a very short-term trading strategy, didn't you? Because the market bounced back quite quickly. And so whether or not what percolates through the action this morning will be, I think, also dependent a little bit on how much offshore interest in our market has been a factor in the rebound over the last couple of months, and will those offshore investors be a little bit spooked? Have they been buying the COVID-free status, and will they be a little bit spooked when we see a little bit of selling initially? We have to wait and see. Think about the individual companies, Mike. Duration key again, but you have to look at companies like Sky City. That's another interruption to their business. Z Energy, less travelling. Will people look negatively again at retail office property exposure? Mike, it's a body blow for those hospitality industries, yeah, and the travel industry trying to recover. They're, of course, starting this in a weaker place. They're off the wage subsidy now. So does that come back in some sort of temporary form? And again, I think that depends a little bit on duration. We saw the impact on the Fletcher Building result yesterday of the productivity losses or the productivity impact when they had the $196 million loss, primarily down to, you know, what was happening in productivity at those big projects. What happens to the retail punter? They've been a big issue, Mike, in terms of the ramp up. Those retail punters in the market, will they all of a sudden get negative? But the key issue, Mike, that I want to make, confidence. Confidence was already starting to sort of wane. We saw that through the ANZ Business Outlook. It has dipped down. So I think this hits that business confidence again, probably. And I think it definitely increases the potential for a W-shaped recovery. It's only 3 days, it's only four cases, but it has an impact.
I had a W in anyway before this happened. Speaking of which, does Adrian readjust anything before this afternoon, or is he still on, you know,
well,
going to put some more ink in the printer?
Well, it very different circumstances. They've got a monetary policy statement today. That's what we're talking about. They will have everything, all their statements will have been finalised prior to this information coming out. We don't expect any change in the official cash rate. Easing bias will be retained. Obviously, increased interest in commentary today. What are we looking at? We're looking at inflation forecasts, because that's part of the dual mandate. We're looking at what they think about employment. That's part of the dual mandate. What about confidence? Will they tweak the QE, Mike? And, you know, they do have to wait. There is a bit of a timing issue here. We've got the pre-election economic and fiscal update, which talks to the borrowing program. That's not due out until next week. I think probably they can sit still and sit pat and just wait and see what goes on at this point.
All right, mate, what are the numbers?
Well, actually, the US market, there's what we call sort of a bit of a risk-on night overnight. We've seen that in a couple of quite interesting movements in prices, but the share market quite strong. Dow Jones up 1%, 28,077, so it's up 285 points. The S&P 500 up 19 points, it's about 0.56%, 3379. The NASDAQ is off, it's off 42 points, that's 0.38% at 10,926, but strong in Europe overnight. Then the FTSE 100, 6154, up 103 points, 1.7%. The Nikkei 22750, they gained 420 points overnight, 1.88. Shanghai Composite, though, fell 39, 1.15, 3340. Locally yesterday, the ASX 200 gained 28, closing at 6138. That's plus 0.47%. The NZX 50, though, we lost 38 points, 11,645. As I said, the currency relatively stable, 0.6588 against the US, 0.9199, against the Aussie, 0.5601 euro, 0.5033 pounds, 70.19 yen. But check this out. What did I say? I said gold had gone too far too fast. Yep. Where is it now? $1,927. So okay. it's fell quite sharply. And Brent crude, $44.85.
All right, mate. We'll see what today holds. Talk tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.